As the environmental and economic disaster continues to unfold in the Gulf of Mexico, following the April 20th explosion of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig, attention has largely focused on efforts to cap the gushing sea bottom well. But a new report released by the Center for American Progress, an independent policy research group, warns that the oil spill also presents serious public health problems. The report's co-author, Leslie Russell, says the hundreds of millions of liters of crude oil that have poured from BP's broken well into the Gulf of Mexico over the past 3 months pose a variety of short and long-term public health dangers.
We know that cleanup workers in close contact with crude oil, with smoke fumes and dispersants, have reported feeling ill. And we know that many people who live in the Gulf communities are under great mental stress as their lives are turned upside down. But we don't know what the long-term effects might be in terms of respiratory problems, excess cancers, endocrine and fertility issues, problems with contaminated seafood, and post-traumatic stress syndrome.
No scientific effort was made to monitor the health effects after the Exxon Valdez disaster in 1989, Russell says. And she notes that the few studies that do document the long-term impact of an oil spill, such as the disaster off the coast of Spain in 2002, are cause for serious concern.
I'm aware of three or four reports in that area that have also shown long-term respiratory problems and some problems with endocrine malfunctions and also with DNA breakages of the sort that could potentially lead to cancers.
The Center for American Progress report calls for a coordinated public health investigation into the Gulf spill to be directed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The agency would coordinate government-wide efforts to collect, monitor, and standardize data and target funding for immediate and longer-term needs. California Congresswoman Lois Capp supports that plan, which she says would not require new legislation or the creation of a new federal agency to proceed. Capp adds that BP, the British oil giant primarily responsible for the spill and its cleanup, should not be entrusted with monitoring the health effects of the oil disaster.
They are not a public health entity, and they lack the experience, the expertise, and even the incentive to faithfully protect public health and safety.
But BP is still very much in the picture, says another of the report's co-authors, Ellen Marie Whalen, Associate Director of Health Policy at the Center for American Progress. Whalen says standardized data monitored over time will be crucial to any future legal actions taken to hold BP accountable for its actions.
We have a causative agent here. We know it's been BP that has done this, and we want to try to make sure that the cost of this response are covered by BP. We applaud the fact that there's a $20 billion escrow account put into place, but we want to make sure that that is seen as a down payment and open-ended depending on what the needs are as we follow this through.
Another key element of the proposed public health response is that once it's established, it can be deployed for any disaster at any time, says Center for American Progress visiting scholar Leslie Russell.
Looking at this as a generic public health response plan with enough flexibility that it could cater for the next situation that will come along. We shouldn't be doing things on an ad hoc basis. We should have something ready to go from the very beginning.
Russell adds that the center's proposed plan underscores the need for immediate action, and she's hopeful federal health officials concerned about the Gulf oil spill will be guided by its recommendations. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.